I've been searching for a steady flow.
Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of mind power. For those of you who are regular listeners to the program, you've heard so many different persons regarding nutrition of all levels of backgrounds and experiences. And my guest today is Dr. Marvin. I had the privilege of meeting this very fine physician a few months back when he was visiting the Seattle area. And we're going to be talking about wellness today. For those of you who listen to my show on a regular basis, you know how important this is to me and how I try to bring as many levels of understanding to you so that you can make your choices, so that you can become more educated. And Dr. Marvin, I think, is going to be a very significant addition to those that have been able to educate us on various levels of wellness and how we can go about doing it. Dr. Marvin, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Donna. I'm glad to be here. It's a privilege.
Well, it is a delight having you, and I can remember when I first met you a couple of months back here in Seattle, I was astonished at your credentials because you graduated the University of Kansas with a bachelor's degree in pharmacy and in 1952. Also from the same, you went to the Kansas School of Medicine and completed that in 56. Then you became the assistant professor of the University of Kansas Family Practice Department, which you were involved with from 75 to 80. You were the chairman of family medicine of the Oral Roberts University from 1988 to 89. You're a member of the American Academy of Family Physicians, former member of the American Board of Family Practice, also of the American Board of Forensic Medicine, and American Board of Forensic Examiners, and you were involved in private practice just up until 2005 when you've retired, and now you're dedicated to educating people.
Yes. I actually retired due to the fact that I saw traditional medicine had some loopholes that wasn't fulfilling the need of the people with certain diseases, like autoimmune diseases and many other chronic disabilities that there is no medications effective for, like osteoarthritis. And therefore, this knowledge that I found and came upon at that time is what retired me from allopathic or traditional medicine. Because by changing diets, by changing nutrition, I saw more miracles in the first 5 months than I had in 49 years as a board-certified family physician.
That's a phenomenal statement for a physician to make, and I've heard that statement from those that have chosen to follow the route of using nutrition and really getting behind the chemistry of it. And I think what was so wonderful when you were talking, when I had the chance to listen to you speak, you have that pharmacological background. You have an understanding where a layperson like myself, we are so trusting and we'll go in and we'll say, well, I guess just anything will work, but I just interviewed a doctor less than 2 weeks ago, a Dr. Dwayne Graveline that you may be familiar with, and he talked about what he went through when he was taking statin drugs and how they affected him and side effects. And he, like you, did a major turnaround and said, whoa, wait a minute, this is wrong, because he had never been the patient before.
Well, you know, there's research to show, for example, the Framingham study done out of Framingham, Massachusetts, which is the most definitive study on illness ever done over that length of time, showed many, many things applicable to coronary artery, heart disease, and et cetera, that a lot of people believe should never have happened to people, except we're eating a diet that our DNA is not equipped to handle. It also showed, and a lot of people don't realize this, that Framingham study also showed that 40% of cancers were due to diet. That people on a certain heart diet had 40% less cancers. Those diets consisting of low fat and low protein. And it's I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. But so much to say, vegetarians statistically for the last 10 years have shown evidence that they live 10 years longer than all of the rest of us.
Now, when you're talking about this, you said DNA. Our DNA is not. Okay, go into more detail about the DNA and what kind of foods you're talking about, and
okay.
Let's be a little bit more specific.
I'd love to. I hope you've got plenty of room for it.
Okay.
We first became aware of glycobiology, or glyconutrients, when we were studying the unraveling of the helix of the DNA. The helix is a determination in four-letter words of four-letter word sequences that determines our propensity for disease. Some of these are long. One of the helix in your cells, if stretched out, would be comparable to the circumference of the Earth. That's 48,500 miles.
Oh.
Now, that's all full of different word messages, some as much as 98,000 words. But here's the punchline. In that 48,500-mile stretch, less than 1 inch determines whether we're sane or insane. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
Now, what we've learned from that there were some molecules discovered in the helix involved with the DNA in the glycome and the genome that weren't familiar molecules to research. They were molecules that were glyconutrients and glycoproteins. Glycoproteins was first used in 1908 in a paper proposing that there were some molecules that we didn't understand. That was in 1908. And so studying the glycome and the revelation brought out by the Watson and Crick on the analysis of the helix showed that nutrition could play this stretch of helix like a piano keyboard, meaning some nutrition would upgrade certain DNA aspects of the chromosome, and other nutrition products or healthy eating could downplay the bad ones. So we can upplay our good DNA and downplay or deregulate our bad, meaning health. Now, the National Cancer Institute says that at least 35% of all cancers are dietary instigated. And that's a phenomenon that we haven't really looked into because research has been pointed mostly in chemotherapy in the treatment of cancer. But the NIH just awarded a $15.5 million five-year initiative to discover, develop, and clinically validate cancer biomarkers that are in our physiology. Now, I want to tell you, the National Institute of Health is a department of the government that funds research for medicine. And wherever NIH funds, medicine is soon to follow. You know, it's kind of like, you might say it's the golden rule. They have the gold, they make the rule. But anyhow, that's not really the origination of the golden rule. But this new grant was given to the University of Georgia Atlanta Medical School because they're one of eight medical schools that have a glycobiology department.
Are you kidding?
No, there's eight of them. And what this grant did was to furnish $15.5 million, five-year initiative, to do research on the tumor glycome for seven cancers, such as melanoma, breast, ovarian, lung, prostate, colon, and pancreatic cancers. Pancreatic cancer, of course, everybody knows, is one of the most severe, hard-to-treat cancers ever found, and it ranks right up with melanoma. So this is the research that's just been led, and that release, the news release of that was on the 21st of August, 2007. So what I'm talking about is where we're headed in medicine is the understanding of the science out of the genome because that's what's going to determine our propensity for disease. They have traced melanoma through five generations forward and five generations backward.
Amazing.
So that's what's happening. Now, the good news is we're finding out in those countries that have normal nutrients in their normal diet that are for health, they're called healing monosaccharides, have 2 to 3% less chronic illness, including cancer and autoimmune disease, than we do in the United States, where we don't get any of these essential molecules. The only particle we get is in cranberries. And I know you've probably heard that doctors have told men and women both, if they have urinary tract infection, eat some cranberries. Well, I was on the, or drink cranberry juice. It'll help your urinary tract infection. So when I was on the faculty of the University of Kansas as a assistant professor, I asked a nephrologist, kidney specialist, what is it in cranberry juice that causes urinary tract infections to reside and subside and reverse? And he said, well, it's pretty complicated, but it goes through the body, into the loop of Henle and the convoluted tubule of the kidney, out into the collecting tubules, and it forms an acid and kills the bacteria. That is wrong. The active ingredient in cranberry juice is mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E, which is one of these eight essential glyconutrients that I'm talking about today, primarily, that we've found. Now, I'm talking about a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
We've just had a report out of Harvard. A professor there has just announced that he's done research on the SIRT1 gene and found that an ingredient in red wine that he names Reversitol will give mammals 24% increase in lifespan, and in lower animals, as much as 59% increase in lifespan. And the SIRT1 is a gene that many scientists have found plays a fundamental role in regulating lifespan in animals. Now, this is really heavy-duty stuff. We're talking about increasing, hopefully, mammals and man lifespan by 24%. That has not been proven. There's no double-blind study, but I know one thing. I think I'll start drinking a lot of grape juice because it comes from the skin of the grape. It's a glyconutrient. We're finding glyconutrients popping up everywhere. Some people have said half of the protein in our body is connected to some kind of glycone, making them glycoproteins. So, you know, we use them all the time in health and in wellness. For example, if you've taken your grandkids or your children down to the doctor to get a HIV vaccine, HIV,
mm-hmm.
It's for, you know, Haemophilus influenza vaccination. HIV vaccine is a glycoprotein. You may be a diabetic and have had an A1C test done on your blood. That's a glycoprotein. You may have gone to the doctor and had a TSH level to determine whether you've got hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism. That is a glycoprotein. And maybe some unfortunate folks within the sound of this program may have heard that somebody in their family has had heparin sulfate given IV because they have a blood clotting problem, too many clots.
Mm-hmm.
Heparin is a glycoprotein. I just mentioned these to show you that we've been using this technology, not recognizing what it is. But now the NIH and other government facilities are starting to fund research to really look into it. And you can bet you're going to hear tons more of this. And it's primarily all coming down the pike from the study of the DNA out of the chromosomes in the genome. And we call this new word. There's two doctors, Dr. Amos and Dr. Mucoplas, last August, 2006, wrote a paper on the World Day of Nutrition, and they entitled this new research with a new name. It's not my name, it's their name. It's called nutrigenomics. Nutrigenomics, meaning nutrition modifying and changing your propensity for disease if you're eating the diet that our DNA was originally set up for when we were just hunter-gatherers out picking our food in different places and eating our produce as we picked it fresh. And that was what our DNA is catered after. It's not in any way commensurate, our DNA, with our modern diet. We have way too much meat, way too much fat, way too many calories from carbohydrates in our normal American, whatever you say, diet. Because we're now listed by the World Health Organization as being the 37th healthiest nation in the world. And for that spot, last year we paid $2 trillion. That's a lot of money to be 37th. When you realize from 36 on up to 1, didn't spend a tenth or a twentieth of that much money for where they sat on the list of healthiest nations.
Dr. Marvin, let me ask you, just pose a question to you quickly here. I have, just in the last week, received material that where a few physicians made a statement, and this has been very common. I've been hearing this for a number of years. One, supplements are not important, and two, if you eat a basic diet as it has been promoted by the U.S. government standards, you should have everything that you need for wellness.
Whoever made that statement is out of date. The AMA, in June the 19th, 2003, said, that's the American Medical Association, that our present diet is insufficient. Our present food pyramid is insufficient. And the only way we can maintain health with our present American diet is to add dietary supplements. And that was in the AMA journal. If they'll just look at it in any library, medical library, they can read the whole article. That our present pyramid is insufficient for sustaining health. And the AMA said you had to add dietary supplements to the diet. Now, I had the same thing, ma'am. When I was a senior in medical school, all of my nutrition was a 20-minute talk making fun of dietary supplements and nutrition. Now, at that time, cancer was the eighth leading cause of death. President Nixon in 1973 spent $35 billion of the U.S. Treasury money on research, a war on cancer, to eradicate cancer with a drug. That was in 1973. During the war, the next 25 years, there was 500 million people died of cancer, and during that 25 years where they spent $35 billion, and by the way, that's a B, B-I-L-L-I-O-N.
That's hard to believe, but oh, yeah.
And cancer went from 8 to 2 during the war. So cancer won the war. The U.S. government didn't. Why? Because they're looking for the wrong place to find it, in that they were looking for a drug. Now, President George W. Bush, in December of 2005, it went into effect 2001. I mean, you know, excuse me, 2006, signed a billion-dollar bill to find a drug for autism. Well, folks, a drug isn't what autistics need. They need better nutrition. I can prove that to you. I've seen many of them reversed by nutrition alone. Now, to go ahead and tell you, the second thing you brought out, if you just eat a good diet, you'll have all you need. And that's 100% right. The first one was wrong. The second one's 100% right if it existed in the United States, and it doesn't. Now, if you are in the Bantu area of South Africa and the Hunza area of Asia, now, you wouldn't like their lifestyle because all the meat they eat is what they outrun. And the rest of their eating is from fresh produce picked in undefiled land, meaning the World Health Organization has declared that the U.S. farmland across the board is 85% deplete of nutrition. And, folks, you can't have healthy produce when you don't have healthy soil. The first stage of our metabolism in our body, this is stated by Dr. Max Gershon many years ago, is the metabolization that goes on in the earth to our plants that we eat as food. If it's not in the soil, it won't be in the plants. If it's not in the plants, it's not going to be in us. Can I tell you a story?
Oh, please.
You're not too far from the San Joaquin Valley.
Right.
I had a lady there that wanted to get on some kind of information from me about the glyconutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, ma'am, you are an executive in the produce company? She said, yes. I said, I'd like to ask you some questions first. How do you harvest your tomatoes? She said, how do you think I harvest the tomatoes here in the San Joaquin Valley? By the way, they furnish 98% of the produce in the United States. She said, how do you think that we harvest our produce? I said, I think you pick your tomatoes green, ship them to Kansas City. They take them off the truck in Kansas City. They're green. They spray them with ethylene gas, and then they put them out front to sell. They're really green tomatoes turned red by ethylene gas. She said, no, we don't do it that way anymore. We pick these tomatoes rock hard, gourd green. You couldn't dent one with a hammer, so they don't have any loss in shipping. And what we do is when we pick them that way, we put them in big plastic sacks. They're big plastic bags. And we fill them with ethylene gas and seal it. And in 4 hours, they're bright red. Now, they're still green, but they're bright red because we buy our tomatoes by redness.
Yes.
We ship them to Kansas City. There's no damage. They put them out on the shelf, and they all look alike. They're beautiful, matched. Green tomatoes all look alike, but you're seeing them in the red color because they've had ethylene gas. Now, I didn't believe that. So I had some tomatoes in some pots out on my patio that were about the size of a marble, and you know they were green.
Mm-hmm.
These weren't cherry tomatoes. These were big beef-eater tomatoes the size of marbles. Okay, I knew they were super green. So I went out and sprayed some apple juice on them, knowing that apple juice, the tang in apple juice, is due to ethylene gas. And the next, I did that about 5 o'clock in the evening. The next morning, I ran out quickly to see what my two little sprayed tomatoes were. And to my shock, I had two beautiful red marbles with a whole plant full of green, not even turned white yet, tomatoes.
Okay.
Proving to me it works. Now, here's the take-home message for all your listeners. When you go to buy tomatoes in a store, grocery store, or health food grocery store, here's what you do. You look at these tomatoes, and you look for bug spots. And if you don't see bug spots, don't buy them. Because if the bugs won't eat them, you shouldn't eat them, because the bugs don't go on color.
That's true. They don't.
And that's your admonition. Don't buy any tomato you don't find a bug spot on. You can easily cut out. Because the bugs know what's ripe, and you won't, because they're all red. The bugs have no color differentiation. So that's about the situation here that I was talking about as far as nutrition. The things that are coming out of the genome study,
mm-hmm.
the DNA, the chromosome study, you see, you can take an aberrant chromosome and downplay its activity by nutrition. That's the new nutrigenomics field. It's a new field of science. And they're doing research wildly on this because there's so many different things happening with the study of these glyconutrients. It's a phenomenon that we've been waist-deep in and didn't realize it. You know, I've had same thing. Doctors say, my patients don't need any glyconutrients. But here's the facts. Every one of the regulating hormones in your body, the regulating enzymes in your body, and the structures like the immunoglobulins, the AIGA, E, M, and G, all the IgGs, etc., which protects you from dying from pneumonia, that's where your immunity rises. All of those are controlled by glyconutrients. All of them, 100%. Now, your blood types. The only difference between O, A, and B blood types is in the arrangement of these eight monosaccharides. Now, for a doctor to say, my patients don't need any dietary supplements and don't need any at all of these glyconutrients is pretty pathetic because it shows how far out of date he really is.
Why do you think it is? I see medicine going to a positioning of really working with keeping people well. And
symptom
I know that,
treatment.
Yeah, but how can someone, if they're trying to communicate with their doctor, because the layperson is having to educate themselves, my listeners
right.
are interested in educating themselves.
Right.
How do they go to their doctor and say, hey, doc, this is information. Do you know anything about it? And the doctor says, oh, this is absolute stupidity. I've had doctors say this to people. I've gotten stories back from them. And so,
I've had them say them to me.
Uh-huh.
I've had them say it to me. I had an internist from Miami University call me, and he was upset. And here's why he was upset at me. One of his patients called me to go on this nutritional program.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they belonged to anybody. I didn't know he was under the care of some internist in Miami. But what made the man mad, the guy was getting well, and he knew it wasn't his medications getting him well. So he was upset. So he called me, and he said, this stuff, and it was any good, I'd know about it. I said, sir, do you know everything in medicine? No, he said, I'm cutting edge, though. I'm cutting edge. I know all the new important things in medicine. I said, well, tell me, what technology has won 4 of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in medicine and physiology? What technology has done that? I don't have a clue. I said, see, you don't know everything. Now, I had him off balance, and then he said this, because I had him frustrated. And then he made a real stupid statement. He said, if this was any good, I'd see it on CNN. I said, sir, if you depend on CNN for your medical update and your CMEs, that's continuing medical education, if you depend on CNN for that, you got a bigger problem than I am. And that's where we stand in nutrition. It's because doctors in medical schools are taught the medication paradigm. If you're ill, take a pill. If you're sicker, take more. I have kept a record. I'd say the average person over 60 that calls me is taking at least 8 prescription medicines. I've had people say, well, I want some double-blind placebo-controlled studies. Well, let me tell you, folks, there's no double-blind placebo-controlled studies that have any studies of 2 prescription medicines taken at the same time. This lady, one of these ladies, averaged about 8 prescription medicines. I'm now up into 12 and 13 and 14. I had a patient call me on 23 prescription medicines. But the maximum I've seen was a lady who was taking 42 prescription medications a day.
Sick
primarily because of her medications. Because here's what she was getting into. One lady told me she went to a physician. She had an illness, and she was worried about it. He did some tests, an examination of her, carefully, like any good physician will. And he said, well, ma'am, I know what's wrong with you, and I've got the medication that will cure you. So he was writing the prescription, and he gave it to her. She folded it up, put it in her purse, and then she noticed he was still writing. And finally, he handed her 3 more. And she said, well, I thought this one would do the job. Oh, it will, ma'am, but these 3 are to counteract the effects of that one. So she's taken 4 medications, 1 to heal her problem, and the other 3 to counteract the side effects of the first one.
Dr. Marvin, I know we are out of time.
Are we?
Yes, we are. And this has just been wonderful. And I know we're going to be talking again in the future. Now, is there an email, if any of my listeners, I know your website is going through a shift and change, so that's not going to be available right now. But we will, you know, let people know about that when that does come back.
I've got all kinds of them.
Okay, is there some way that people can find out more about the information you have?
My email.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have my email?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Okay, now don't laugh.
I won't laugh.
It's DocSNARF. That was my medical school nickname, Snarf. And here's how you spell that. S as in Susan, N as in Nancy, A as in Abel, R as in Rebecca, F as in Frank.
Yes.
At kc.rr.com.
Yes.
Doc Snarf at KansasCityRoadrunner.com.
Okay, and I'll repeat that again after we're off the air. Dr. Marvin, this has been fabulous. We'll be talking again, and I'm looking forward to having some more information to share with my listeners. Thank you so very much.
God bless you, and thank you.
It's my pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't you go away now. We've got a lot more good stuff to share. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And again, for those of you that might have missed the email for Dr. Marvin, and there's going to be a revision on his website, so it's down right now, and that is something the next time we have him on the air that we'll be able to give you information about. But you can always email him. This is a wonderful, wonderful physician, and as you can tell, he just is so enthusiastic about this. This is what he does. He goes around educating people about nutrition. He said he's one of the few people that when he goes to a medical conference, he's actually smiling, because he knows the things that are changing that are making wellness available for everyone, not just for a select few. So Dr. Marvin's website is Doc Snarf, and I said I wouldn't laugh, but I couldn't help. Anybody that had a nickname of Doc Snarf, that's too good to pass up. D-O-C-S-N-A-R-F at kc.rr.com. Doc Snarf at kc.rr.com. Wonderful, wonderful man. And be sure you mention the Donna Sebo Show. That's where you heard about it, because he'd like to know that. Now, our telephone lines are open if you would like to call in and chat with me directly. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Telephone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, you can call in to 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for everyone else, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. If you're a new listener, all you need to do is call in any one of those numbers. I'll ask for your first name or your initial, give you my mental impressions, and then you can ask me about anything that you like. And that's a little bit of intuitive insight maybe that'll add that extra something to your life that you would like to have. Also, I want to let you know that September 15th and 16th, I am appearing in San Francisco. I'm going to be at the Wisdom Festival, which is going to be at the Fort Mason Center in downtown San Francisco. We're going to have all kinds of speakers there, and I am going to be one of the speakers. I will be speaking at 7 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, and you can go to their website, thewisdomfestival.com, and you'll find directions there. You'll find out the schedule. You'll find out all kinds of details and information that you'll need to know. So I will also be giving you my booth number later on as we get closer, so you'll know what booth I will be in, and you can stop by and say hello. I'll also be giving many consultations while I'm there in San Francisco for the 2 days. So I wanted to give you that information. Also, to let you know that there is a special expo in Washington, a one-day expo that I will be appearing in, and I'll be giving you that information starting next week, and that will be on the 29th of September. So I will be out in Kent appearing at that expo. And then in October, this is going to be one traveling lady, because I'm going to be in Alaska as well as New York City and also Southern California. I will be having an appearance on all those locations. So this is going to be one moving lady, and I love it. I just get to meet a lot of nice people and be involved with so many different activities. Donna Sebo, give me a buzz if you'd like for me to give you some mental insight, intuitive mental insight into your life, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. A word can make a big difference. One word can change everything. Ann Bauer of Helena, Montana, found that out. And this is Anne's story. She said she was in a hospital. Her mother was quite ill and had her own private room. And she was looking at the bulletin board, and she noticed the nurse that was on duty the evening that she was there visiting her mother. And she thought to herself, oh, good grief, this woman is the biggest grump in the whole facility. Oh, we're having to have her tonight. Well, when this nurse went into her mother's room, and of course Anne is outside looking in and watching everything that's going on, she said she grabbed my mom's wrist like it was the last item in a sale bin, and she slaps the blood pressure cuff around her arm and pumping as quickly as she can, and then she marches out of the room. And Anne said she wasn't doing anything wrong. It was just her manner. She was just very push, 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 and there was no tenderness in her manner towards Anne's mom at all. Now, her mother didn't complain. She said, my mom had really had a rough year. My dad had died earlier in the year, and she had had to go through surgery, and it was in the same hospital where her husband had died. And she said, my mom had fallen when she was walking the dog, broke her leg in three places, and there was it's going to take a lot of time for her to get well. And she said, my mom would never, ever complain about anything. So Sarah comes in again. She said, I've got to do the vital checks. And she's racing over to my mother's bed. And there was a little voice inside of Anne's head. And it said, say thank you. Well, Anne's response to this little mental nudge was, that's crazy. This nurse is going to think that what she's doing is okay. She said, I was not happy with this nurse's attitude at all. But this say thank you kept coming into Anne's head. Well, as Sarah, the nurse, was getting ready to exit the room, Anne couldn't ignore this inner voice that was speaking to her. And she said, Sarah, I want to thank you for taking such good care of my mom. Now, what happened surprised Anne. Sarah turned around, walked back towards Anne's mother, gently touched her, and said, you know, it's so nice to hear that thank you. She said, we've really had a rough time here at the hospital. She said, especially with the night crew, she said, every one of the beds in the hospital are full of sick patients, and we have a number of nurses that are out and they're ill. And so she very gently said, I'll see you in a couple of hours, Suzanne, and then left the room. Now, Anne learned a lesson. She said, I had been very angry with Sarah because she didn't seem to care. She seemed to move and act towards my mother as if she was not a person, she was a thing. But she said, I realized that wasn't the case at all. I realized that what was happening was a nurse that was having to do a lot more on her night shift because so many others of her staff were sick. And so she was racing. She had to, because she had a lot of people to take care of. But she said, just by saying that, thank you. And actually, that's two words, isn't it? Thanks would have been one, but thank you is two. But that made a difference. Lots of times we don't know what someone else is having to go through. And it pays to be aware. It pays to be aware. And many times when you find someone's really agitated, it doesn't hurt maybe if they're really going to say, gee, you seem like you're really in a hurry. Is there something wrong? And before you know it, all of a sudden they're spilling out all this information. And you're learning about what's not going right in their day. You go, wow, gee, sorry that it's really so tough. And then it seems to let people lighten up a little bit, just like it did with the nurse, Sarah. It lightened up things for her because she really did care. That's the reason she was a nurse. She wanted to be able to make a difference in people's lives. But she had to do the mechanical things to make sure that the patient was okay. This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. I know we've got a caller, 877-876-5227-US, Canadian 888-815-9756. 450-8763-222. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is PR from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Is the sun shining in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, hon, first thing that I'm looking at with you, you have to watch your words. You've been, I think, really tired lately, and you may have to bite your tongue when you want to make a quick response. I want you to think before you speak, because when I'm looking at someone tired and under what is a very stressful patterning, I want you to not respond from what I call the emotional gut level, because it's not going to get you what you want.
Yeah.
You need to think. Take a deep breath and think before you speak. Now,
okay.
I know there are moments when you need to really let people have it sometimes when they are doing something inappropriate. However, I want you to learn how to choose your words carefully, because you'll make more of an impact if you do. And you are going to have a chance to have a break in about 2 to 3 weeks. And I want to say take it. Don't fill up the break with a bunch of busy stuff. I want you to take the opportunity to sort of quiet down. Just make it okay to be off by yourself. Enjoy it. And try to figure out how you can schedule some quiet time for you, maybe a few minutes a day, whether it's meditation time just for you, or maybe it's a few hours a week, whatever you can work out. Do something for yourself, because the schedule is not going to get less. It's going to be pretty much maintained. It's just the way it is for about the next 2 to 2.5 years. What would you like to ask me?
Huh?
What would you like to ask me?
Am I going on the right path?
Well, that's a pretty broad question, hon. What is it you're really wanting to ask me?
I don't know. About my love life.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you're asking me about romance and love life,
yeah,
I'm really not all that excited.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I think that you need to be aware that for you to have the right person in your life that's going to be the right partner for you. I mean, you could have a lot of different gents in your life if that's what you wanted. But I'm talking about a meaningful relationship. I want you to be more at ease with yourself. And I think that you need to give yourself some time. I think you need to get to know yourself as a person.
Okay.
So be patient. Don't compromise. You don't have to.
Okay.
Not necessary. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. Well, you have a great day, Sarah, and thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now. More good things to share.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. By the way, I want to thank those of you who have been sending me stories via email. It's a delight to receive them, and as I'm able to utilize them, I will. And I want to say, you can send any stories if you've got an awesome recipe that you want to share. Oh, I've got to tell you, I've got a recipe for a coconut cake that a friend gave me that is to die for. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. I have never had a coconut cake like this that is so sweet. Rumpshy diddly umptious. That's a word. That's a Donna word. I mean, this is really absolutely outstanding, so I'm going to try to have that for you this week. But anyway, I want you to send any of your material to donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, international, the whole word, .com. And then when I'm able to, I will use it. I've had to just go through about 398 emails today. Finally got through those. So if you've not heard from me, there's good reason for it, and I'm trying to do catch-up because I've had personal appearances every weekend, so my schedule has been quite a busy one. I want to say that Lon sent me something regarding random tidbits, and this one really was amazing. Remember how your mom used to say, cover your mouth whenever you cough, cover your nose whenever you sneeze, you know, just thoughtful. Well, we all know that coughing can produce a problem and infect a lot of people if someone has a cold or a flu or a virus. I had no idea that a cough releases an explosive charge of air that moves at speeds up to 60 miles an hour. Can you imagine that? When someone coughs, that's how much energy and force goes out with that cough. Also, some of the other tidbits that Lon sent me is that babies are born with 300 bones, but by adulthood, we have only 206 in our body. Amazing information. Blondes, you know, they always say blondes have more fun. Well, they also have more hair than thick-haired people. That was a surprising one to me. And do you know that humans shed about 600,000 particles of skin every hour? That's about 1.5 pounds a year, and by 70 years of age, an average person will have lost 105 pounds of skin. It has nothing to do with the fat cell, folks. It's just the skin. But that's so amazing. The skin is the largest organ of our body. And so this is a process that it's going through consistently. I mean, think about it. 600,000 particles. Every hour. That's mind-boggling. We really make a lot of dust when we move around. So that's some information. Also, laughing, well, we all know how good it is for us. Of course, it lowers lower levels of stress hormones and strengthens the immune system. But, you know, six-year-olds laugh an average of 300 times a day. And as adults, we're lucky if we make it 15. Some of us have the opportunity of laughing at least 100 times a day. Also, that, and there were some other things, but I'm just going to be leaving that alone. Just wanted to share those few tidbits with you during the show today, and I want to thank Lon for sending that to us because that's good information. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight at 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Now, by the way, my newsletter is going to be coming out either on the 1st or 2nd of September, which is just a week away, and so I'll have all the information about my appearances, the times, the speaking engagements, and all that kind of good stuff to share with you. And I wanted to let you know that we'll be coming out. And, oh, hey, you know, the archives are going up automatically every day. So if you should miss the show, you can always listen to it later on. So keep that in mind. Here at bbsradio.com, we have those archives for your listening convenience. So you can do that and do it when you're ready to listen. If you're busy doing a lot of stuff with paperwork or whatever, why not have something interesting in the background? Why not listen to the Donna Sebo Show? This is Donna, and again, if you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or Canadians, 888-815-9756. There is a delightful lady, Jill Koenig, and she said she had to really learn some interesting lessons, and she was preparing for a program. Jill is a coach, and she is considered the goal guru. She's one of America's top goal strategists. So this is really very important to her, and she's got a website that I'll give you information on. But this is Jill's story, which I thought was really great. And she said, whenever we go to try something new, it's always very scary for us. We aren't comfortable with it until we've worn it for a little bit of time and made it our own. Well, she learned her lesson when she was a teenager. She had volunteered to work a water station at a 10K race. And the race was called Heaven Can Wait, and she said it was sponsored by a local cemetery. And, of course, her job at the water station was to pass water out to the runners, and she said she remembered really being so excited, seeing all the different kinds of people would pass by and would grab a cup of water. She said some ran, some walked, and a few were in, you know, on wheeled or in wheeled apparatus like wheelchairs. She said she saw so many types of people doing this 10K race. She said, wow, maybe I could do it too. So remember, she was a teenager. Well, I'm going to take the next story, and I'm going to take the next caller and then try to finish up the story. If I can't do it today, I will be continuing another time. Hello. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, another Cleveland person. And what's your first name or initial there?
Andrita.
Anzita?
Yes.
What a unique name.
Thank you.
Wow, that's got a lot of strong power to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Anzita, the first thing I'm looking at is I want you to go ahead and sign up for a class regarding financial investment.
Mm-hmm.
Money is real important to you, and I actually think you would be a superb financial advisor, and I'll tell you why. I think you really care about people, and one of the things that gets your hackle up quicker than anything else is if you feel people have been abused or misused by a con artist.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like that at all.
Right.
You're very agitated. So I think it would behoove you, not only for your own benefit, but also because I think that you're going to find you have a passion for making money, number one.
Mm.
And number two, you enjoy spending it, but you also will find investing it is going to be an adventure that you would have just probably never considered exploring. But once you get into it, you're going to find the people that are associated with it, those that are really good at what they do, you're going to want to know more about them. And I notice we're almost running out of time, Azita, so look at some classes regarding financial investment for your own benefit. Do you have a real quick question for me? We've just got about 15, 20 seconds.
That's very nice.
Azita, yes. I know I'm putting you under the gun here, but you know you can call back in if you have a question for me.
Yes.
Okay, so you can call back tomorrow, but do take that class.
I was thinking about a tax class. I mean,
that's great. Yeah. Take a tax class. Start there if you want.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, like taking one.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
Azita, I've got to go, dear, because we're out of time.
Okay.
All right. You
Thank
can call
you.
Me back with a question.
Okay.
All right, Azita.
All right.
This is Donna Sebo. I'm sorry we've run out of time. Didn't get to finish my story, but we can do that tomorrow. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Go for the gold. You're the only one that can aim, and you're the only one that can reach for it. Don't try. Do. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
I want to hear some music.